Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Welcome to Top Stories. I am Andy Zaltzman, and today from the Bugle Past, it's a live special from 2018 with me, Nish Kumar, and Alice Fraser, plus some naive optimism for the many great things Brexit would bring. It's issue 4060 of the Bugle, entitled What's That Aren't Doing?
Well, it is now only 400 Earth days precisely until the 29th of March 2019, until we Brexit free, until we pull the trigger on the trapdoor to catapult us into our new national ejector seat, to blast us into the orbit of Brexit freedom. 400 sleeps until we are finally unchained from the dead weights of the European Union that has burdened us so catastrophically for the last 40 years with trade, cooperation, improved ham, the irritating legal impossibility of even boiling an egg without explicit written permission from Brussels, and reliably shaped fruit. 400 breakfasts until we finally get to enjoy our own Laika the Space Dog moment of pioneering escape to genuine independence. Feel that sweet flame. Woof, woof, blast off. Freedom! 400 days, or in layman's terms, 80 back-to-back test matches, which makes it seem more bearable.
You've got a look in your eye of genuine wistfulness, imagining the prospect of 80 back-to-back test matches. Think of the stats.
I have a dream.
You're the Martin Luther King of long-form cricket.
That is going on my poster.
It's good because Nish is famous now.
As seen on Piers Morgan's Twitter feed.
Barely a week goes by in Britain now without some idiot saying something idiotic about Brexit. And I mean, really, there we go. And straight out of the traps today, David Davis, God rest his soul, if it is ever located. He said, he's promised us all that Brexit will not be some kind of Mad Max-style dystopia. Stop betraying the will of the people, Brexit! That is what we voted for!
Yeah, David Davis, a man who was once a baby so boring that his parents gave him his own last name as a first name, has disappointed the nation by saying Brexit will not be a Mad Max-style dystopia. What is the point of a dystopia if it's not a Mad Max-style one? All the other dystopias are either boring or terrifying. I mean, he's right, of course. It's not going to be a Mad Max-style dystopia. It's far more likely that Brexit will be an H.G. Wells time machine-style dystopia. You know, H.G. Wells' Victorian science fiction novel, where increasing disparities in wealth between the rich and the poor will lead to humanity evolving into two different species, you know, the Eloi and the Morlocks.
Yep, them.
Yeah. So the Eloi are a fat, fruit-eating rich people who just sort of waft about being beautiful and useless like Gwyneth Paltrow. And the Morlocks are ugly underground poor people, and the hideous Morlocks, a.k.a. poor people, have basically eat the rich.
Right. That is our future.
Yeah, it'll have served rich people right if they don't have their act together in time for the future. Rich people on superfood diets are basically prepping themselves for delicious lunch. You know, the trend towards superfoods and expensive acai smoothies mean rich people are hogging all the nutrients and leaving the bad food to the poor. It's an excellent development as we move inexorably towards this dystopian future. It is good to know who will be the most nutrient-dense. I'm sorry, this started with Brexit. It went off track into a delicious dystopia. Look, I'm not saying I want to eat
dystopia.
Gwyneth Paltrow. I'm just saying, I'm just going to leave the words grass-fed. And let you do the rest.
Yeah, of course it's not going to be a Mad Max-style dystopia. I've seen the Mad Max films. There's people of colour in them. I don't think anyone... What are you ooing about? I don't think anyone... Nigel Farage's idea of Brexit is not Tina Turner in the Thunderdome. Also, it's the specificity of it. Like, it's not like anyone has specifically said in public. I mean, we've all thought it in private, but it's not like anyone was saying, oh, this is going to cause a Mad Max style. It's worrying that David Davis was that specific. It's like if you lend someone a cap and they give it back to you and go, I didn't f*** it. You're just immediately like, well, you definitely f*** this cap. And now I have to burn this hat.
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 I thought you said cat. I was going to say, and I know how rigorous you are about doing all the empirical research for your jokes.
Yeah, so. Yeah. I'm the Daniel Day-Lewis of cat f***ing jokes.
Nish Kumar would never talk about f***ing pussy. No, I'm sorry, that was too far. You're right.
Boris Johnson.
Oh yeah, what's that?
That's going to be the title of series 3 of the Mash Report, isn't it?
It's
basically work for any topical news show, wouldn't it? This week what's that? Or the extended edition. What are those up to? later in the week.
Subcategory of nude with Nish.
Boris Johnson said, last week now, he insisted that Brexit was not a V sign from the cliffs of Dover, which, as I pointed out in a radio show last week, is my favourite Vera Lynn song. And, but actually, that is what a lot of people did vote for. It was in some of the UKIP literature, a 300-metre-high V-sign on the cliffs of Dover made out of pure British oak. The Sinn Féin president said the government does not have a viable plan. Again, that was laid out perfectly clearly before the referendum. If they suddenly come out with a viable plan, that will again be betraying the will of this nation.
Yeah, I mean, it's going about as badly as we thought it was going to go. And just to go back to that V sign, Boris Johnson said that it isn't a V sign from the cliffs of Dover, but we actually did that. I know that you have just bullshitted about it, but do you not remember Paddy Power erected a giant statue of Theresa May flicking the V's dressed in a Union Jack dress? Like, it literally looked like an EDL member's wet dream come to life. Like, it was really
weird.
Only
with a Thatcher face instead of the Theresa May face.
Poor old Theresa.
But I think if you get a big enough V sign, then and a large bit of elastic, then you could use it as the catapult to fire all the illegal asylants back to wherever they came from.
Andy, in this conversation, we have come up with a more specific plan for Brexit than the entire government catapulting immigrants off the White Cliffs of Dover. At least it's a plan. Because they've gone for an away day in Chequers. As we record today, they're currently at an away day to sort of hammer out a Brexit policy. Sort of the thing you probably should have done before you started Brexit. Like, and it's classic procrastination. Like, I recognise this from any time I have a deadline for anything. You go away, you put it off. If the government are anything like me, within a couple of days, they'll all be collectively masturbating themselves into oblivion. My working method is my working method.
That would be the perfect metaphor for Brexit.
Just an enormous conservative circle jerk.
All these people are saying what Brexit is and is not when we know exactly what Brexit is. Brexit is Brexit is Brexit is Brexit in an infinite fractal repetition of itself. It is the entire country going up its own ass in a like perfect Ouroboros of pain. That is...
A what of pain?
Ouroboros.
Oh, an Ouroboros. Are you a doctor?
It's a snake that eats... Never mind.
Paul Blomfield, Labour's shadow Brexit, Brexit minister, he's said that the time for meaningless soundbites and conflicting statements is over. Why was that officially scheduled in?
What are you up to tomorrow? Oh, I'm on meaningless soundbite duty. It's the away day in Chequers is basically to sort out a rift in the Tory party, because basically it turns out there's a group of an unnamed and unnumbered group of MPs called the European Research Group, who are sort of hardline Brexiters, and they are led by Jacob Rees-Mogg, a man who has the countenance of somebody who colonised my ancestors, packed Alice's ancestors off to Australia, and let's be honest, was at best ambivalent about Andy's ancestors. Let's just say he is on the fence.
What, on the fence pointing out the ones who are trying to escape? I wish I could retract that comment.
Now you know how I feel about everything I say.
Alice, what's the vibe like in Australia? How much of a joke are we internationally? I mean, if Australia's finding you funny, you know you're in trouble. But are we a laughing stock?
Oh, you're not important enough to be a laughing stock.
Zing!
You're at best a sort of a wry chuckling stock.
Not important enough to be a laughing stock. Oh. There you go, Chris. I believe we've got an episode title.
Like if you think of the UK and America in relation to Australian politics, the UK is like your ancient great grandfather who's pretty racist, and America is like your uncle who's really racist. And Australia is like Australia, which is pretty racist.
Yeah, a little lesson in genetics for everyone there. So, nurture nature.
I've said it before, I'll say it again. Racism is like cricket, invented in England, perfected in Australia.
I think now is the time for meaningless sound bites.
Thank you for listening to our latest top story. Now go and listen to Alice on the latest issue of The Gargle, the glossy magazine supplement to The Bugle's ruthlessly journalistic broadsheet. Information about all our shows, plus The Bugle voluntary subscription scheme at thebuglepodcast.com.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
when it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.
Hi, it's producer Chris from The Bugle here. Did you know that I have a new series of my podcast, Richie Firth Travel Hacker, out now? It's the show where Richie Firth and I talk about how to make travel better in our very special way. In this series, we discuss Lime bikes, Teslas, the London Overground, and a whole bunch of other random stuff that possibly involves wheels or tracks or engines of some variety. God, what a hot sell this is. I mean, you must be so excited. Listen now.